towards understanding how to paint hair. Hair is a three-dimensional object. Take time to try to create a 3D shape with sharp edges in a paint over to see the object in full. Use the mid-tone as the main color and then just cast all the shadows, blending everything together. Once you see the 3D shapes, there's no more trouble with painting hair. Smooth out the edges, add highlights, and you are done. And if you come across hair with complicated sub-objects, then you are likely going to need to think in terms of little tubes, which is not any harder than seeing the larger object. Same applies to crazy beards or close-up fur of an animal. Now, when hair gets more complex, carefully outlining the 3D shape does take too long. This is where all the artists start explaining how to do hair. They talk about blocking out the area, but that's just crazy talk for laying down the bottom shadow. Or some may do mid-tone first and then add the shadow. The mid-tone and dark colors are pretty much enough to capture the 3D shape if you use a blending stump, real or virtual. Yeah, just add a couple more colors with smudging or by picking, and you have the proper base where you just add some detail and strands of hair. Hair is difficult to understand because artists skip the 3D shape when explaining how to do it. They just start by laying down the color that the 3D shape would have created. That's what's really going on. Teachers don't know to emphasize the 3D shape, that eventually all artists simplify to a point where they just call it blocking out the area. That's not how you teach how to do it. It is worth mentioning that a beginner may try to draw an outline of the hair and then add lines, but that is too mixed up because the outline does not have the 3D information, which is to say, the shadow. Even if they correctly add highlights, there will be no 3D shape to the entire structure of the hair. The brain will not see hair, but just something flat that may mark out the area. Finally, when you have an intricate hairdo, or hope to create one, just think in terms of 3D tubes. That is what a roll of hair is, a long, round object. You can imagine, weave, and shape tubes of varying sizes much easier than contemplating hair with all their details and strands and highlights. To convert a 3D tube to a roll of hair, you basically just add the highlights that the separate strands of hair would create. Eventually, like all the other artists, you'll find much faster ways and many shortcuts. But even then, if you ever get stuck with a complex arrangement, you will return to thinking in simplified 3D objects.